this thing on.
Morena.
Morena.
You missed that meltdown I had just before you came in, didn't you?
Well, we came in and the mood in the room was excellent, so you did a great job covering whatever it is you're talking about.
It's Saturday morning, what else can you do? You have a guest with you, Indira Neville. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm a bit sticky from the weather, but my mind is clear.
Oh, nice. We've seen inside your mind. We've heard inside your mind anyway.
Welcome.
Well, we think we have last week. What's the name of that track again?
The album?
No, the track.
The track was called M.
Was it? None of them really have names.
The album was called This Is...
The Inside
This
of
Is The Energy Of My Mind.
That's right. So it was. Okay.
Beautiful name. One of my favourite album names of a New Zealand musician,
thanks.
I would say.
And friends of mine who listen to it, they go, this really is. So that was nice.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about it. It's like unfiltered. You don't get to see somebody's mind that unfiltered.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. It's that vivid.
They know you well, your friends, obviously.
I love these compliments. Thank you.
So, Indira, we heard all about how things were going to go down last week with Finn, how it was going to work out. I think, was it a Thursday?
It's Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday, okay. And you were going to get together, and how did it go?
Oh, it was good fun. Yeah, Finn kindly picked me up outside the Newlyn Library in his Subaru, which was the same model my dad used to have. So that I was instantly at ease. And then we went to his famous van, recording studio van, which was very exciting because I only know it by reputation and photos and what Finn described as his content on the internet. And so we just had a cup of tea, had a bit of a chat, looked at your prompts. I waffled on about a lot of things as I want to do. And then we hopped in the van and just laid it down.
You brought along a suitcase?
Of
gear?
Mm-hmm. Well, suitcases, a little suitcase. I found it in the rubbish room at my apartment building.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was perfect.
So, you decided that there was one piece of gear that you really wanted to bring, and that was drum machines.
Yeah.
Which was great. I got to see Indira sort of, we started off the track with a drum machine, and that's where you feel quite at home, not to put words in your mouth, it seemed like that. And it was great seeing you build a beat. You basically built the main beat for the song in 5 minutes.
I think built is the wrong word. It's more like find.
I see.
I more just muck around until I find it. So if you said to me, build me a hip-hop beat or build me a hardcore grindcore beat, I couldn't do it. Or if you said build me a beat that's BPM, whatever, I wouldn't be able to do that. But I'm good at finding things.
Yeah, find is a good word, I think. Mm. And then also I enjoy how you know exactly when something is in the, and this might not be true all the time, but you seem to know when things are in the place that you want them.
Yeah.
And then you also seem to be very good at communicating to me how things could be different, you said. You would say things like, how about this reversed?
Yeah.
Or, and coming back to the drum machines just for a sec,
sure.
You did this amazing thing. We laid down the drum machine beat and I recorded it. And I was listening back and I was like, oh, wow, because it was this really cheap, amazing, see-through plastic Behringer drum machine. It probably cost not as much as the best drum machines in the world.
No.
And we love it for that. But it speeds up halfway through the song. The beat just goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and starts getting faster. And I was like, that must be the crappy drum machine. And I was like, Indira, that's awesome. That's cool that your piece of gear is so,
random.
Human. And then Indira was like, nah. Indira was like, nah, I turned up the tempo myself. I just do these things.
I just like to tutu, And I love the regularity of a drum beat, but I also love it when there's like a hint of humanness kind of within it somewhere. Yeah, and I chose that drum machine actually because of the prompt. So something to do with recycling, and the first thing I thought of was the crunch of an aluminium can.
Mm.
And then I thought, oh, I've got a real crunchy drum machine, so that will work.
Great. So you went for recycling only?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, we did.
Great. And for those who've just joined us, in the section, this is Demo Gods with Finn Johansson, and Finn's demo god is Indira Neville, who is not just a musician, but a comics artist and a teacher as well.
I am.
Yeah, very busy person.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Where do you teach?
I teach at Glenedon Intermediate.
My boys went there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yes, Glenedon Intermediate. Then on to Avondale College.
Nice. My daughter went to Avondale College.
Good college.
Yeah, it has its moments. My other child's going to Green Bay, which works better for us.
Yeah, it's closer if you're out west there, I suppose, if you're living... A bit of a different vibe. At that time, though, Green Bay had a bit of a dodgy reputation.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's good. There's lots of different kinds of schools. There should be, you know.
Mm. Yes, it's all apparently. I mean, when I say dodgy,
I know what you mean. I know what the incident you're referring to.
Right. Anyway, sorry, schools there.
Not at all. I'm just happy listening.
Yeah. So, comics artist, and
I guess so. I just like making stuff.
Yes.
And I feel the same. You know, I don't have a kind of respectable real life daytime job as a teacher, and then this kind of, you know, exciting arty other world. I just feel the same in all of them. It's just about making stuff, really. And when you're a teacher, you get to make stuff with kids, and then you get to make their minds. Not really.
Yeah, but not really either.
Well,
sort of.
Well, I teach at an intermediate school, and I love that, because that's the exact moment where you can see children turning into the young adults they're going to be. And so that's a really important time to help kids feel okay about who they are and show them how amazing the world is and help them learn to participate in it. And I think that's the crux of being a teacher, really.
Yeah, and what a wonderful thing to be involved in.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I only came back to it last year. I'd stopped not been a teacher for about 10 years and then came back to it. And I'm really glad I did that. Wasn't very match fit last year. It's like, whoa. But this year,
it'd be a lot to pick up on, I imagine, after a decade.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that matters, the stuff about relationships, that's all exactly the same. Like, actually being in the classroom is all exactly the same, but all the stupid apps you have to learn and, you know, all the sort of current government policies, you know, all of that stuff's difficult to get your head around.
Yeah, very much so. And let's not forget the biscuits.
Right. I was just saying to Finn,
not that you brought biscuits in. That's
no,
what
no.
We're saying.
We played.
That's not what we're saying.
We played a gig in this corner once on air, which was pretty fun. Like dragging all the big amps up the stairs, and then we played another gig out there.
BSM. Fancy new band, right?
Yeah. So that was really cool. Yeah. So we had a top number one BFM hit once, so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
We thought we'd made it.
Mm. And you had.
We had. It's true. There's nowhere left to go.
No.
And Indira Neville and Finn Johansson got together on a Tuesday, and they came up with, what do you call it?
Is it song?
Yeah. I thought the prompt had to be the name.
Recycling Only.
Yeah.
Okay, Recycling Only. It's short.
Yeah,
shortish.
Short song, good song.
I delved into the recycling bin at my house for a particular sound on here, so maybe we can guess, maybe you can guess, which of these sounds was made with an actual piece of recycling.
Yeah, we did get a bit meta.
All right, let's Recycling Only, Indira Neville and Finn Johansson, and Indira is our demo god, and here it is.
Don't touch the sliding door.
That's a big W-O-W. Wow.
What does that stand for?
Yeah. Hey, I'm so sorry that that started again. That wasn't the actual track. That just stopped and then started in your track.
No worries.
Operator error.
Compromising our art.
I know. I don't even know how to fix it. What else can I do? That was great. Well done. Is that, like, is that Three Blind Mice?
No, Three Blind Mice is a... 3-2-1. This is a 5-3-1.
Yeah, totally different.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Apparently so.
Recycling only.
Mm. Yeah. So, what would you say if you had to guess what the? I'll tell you what we did with the can.
Oh, we, you've told her what it is. That it's a can.
That it's a can.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe the thing to guess is still.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't sound like a can on the recording.
All right.
But yeah, that's right. The cat's out of the can's out of the bag.
The cans out of the recycling
bin. That crunching noise.
Which crunching noise? Mm.
Was that what it was?
Several crunching noises. In fact, it's a crunching noise-based tune.
We dropped a weight onto it, eh? We crushed
it. Oh, yeah,
it.
That's right.
And we recorded a train going past my place.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it was it's that big explosion at the end. That's the can.
Yeah.
The one that goes...
Yeah, it was cool.
And then fades out.
How'd you do that?
Like, Finn was like
put
Uber.
Put about 10 plugins on it.
Finn was like Uber mainly and kind of got one of his, you know, home gym weights. And stood above this can and sweated for a bit and then went, should I do it? I'm like, fuck yeah. And it just went, yeah.
Honestly, the whole thing was very manly.
It was very dramatic.
Maybe our whole session was quite,
the van
quite
was just laden with testosterone.
Yeah.
Wafting through the windows.
In or out?
Well, both directions.
I feel that I think we should play it again, seeing I did that. Don't you reckon?
Well, everybody's already heard it 1.5 times, so maybe we'll hold off.
You're true.
Because is one of the
leaving
rules,
wanting more is the rule, I think.
Is the rule you're only allowed to play it once?
Yeah.
Or something?
So I played it 1.5 times.
All right. I like it that we've already broken the rules, but no.
We're already the cool kids.
Thank
cool.
you, Indira. We've already broken the rules. It's a great way of looking at
100%.
It.
100%.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. So nice work, you two.
Thanks.
Thanks, and thank you, Indira.
Asking me, it was really nice to be asked.
Are you working on anything musically beside, you know, you're working on?
I always just tattoo around. So I have a kind of folder full of tattooings, and when there's enough, I guess I'll just release them as another solo record. But also, the Biscuits haven't played for ages because our drummer moved to Christchurch. But he was just up on the weekend, and so we got to have a jam, which was really lovely. And we're going to do a little South Island tour in the middle of the year with the Trendies. So that'll be really nice.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Hey, well, great to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and thank you, Fun.
Absolute pleasure.
We'll find out who you're going to be working with again next week.
That's right.
This nigga. Go, go, go!